Your reasons for listening to this show, well,
hello,
those
everybody.
Are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, no, so I think that I might have it figured out. You know what I'm doing? I go live with the show. I automatically X out of the show and then log back in. So I might as well just do it either way to back myself up. How is the audio sounding tonight? Need to check this out. See, I think I finally figured it out. I really, really think. See, Vulture, I'm glad that you're in there. You know what I'm doing? I start the show and I log back in immediately. That's what I'm doing. I cannot take any chances now. I know that it is a very jobber way to do things, but I just have to do it. Hey guys, I want to thank everybody. I know Fridays, I've not looked at my analytics in a while to look at the time and what day is the best day for live viewers. But I did look. You know, even though I may not have a lot of viewers at the same time when I'm live and stuff, Iggy, how are you, Iggy? How's COVID treating you? Fish on Jay says, good and clear. And Fish on Jay, you were actually in the chat room before the show even started. Fish on Jay wrote, finally, Friday is here. Hit me up this weekend, Fish on Jay, if you're free. Maybe we can hit some fishing spots and stuff. But yeah, welcome to a Friday edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. A couple of ways you can get a hold of me. You can give me a call, 407-270-3044. And when I'm not live, if you want to leave me a voicemail, you can easily do that, 407-270-3044. You can leave me a voicemail. Or you can email me, tuttle@gmail.com. And make sure you follow me on all my social media. Just search Tuttle. I mean, when I was married, I got to tell you, that was one of the best things. She was on top of any of the new social media, and she got Tuttle. I mean, look at my email, tuttle@gmail.com, Twitter, twitter.com/tuttle, facebook.com/tuttle, instagram.com/tuttle. Oh, you just, now, can I ask Holy or Joe the Supermark, were they 2 footlongs or 2 6-inchers? And I got to know what kind. Did you double up on the same type of sub, Joe? Or did you, like, go with 2 different ones? Because I have my order at Subway. And it seems really, really weird. I used to get that at, when I worked at the BRN, I would get a meatball sub. Whoa, Joe. You're hitting it hard. 2 footlongs. What did you get, Joe? Man, I mean, you're smashing the Subway with 2 footlongs. One tuna with jalapenos. Okay, I'll give my order. Joe says 1 tuna with jalapenos. And then Cowhead stole your radio career. He says, what's up, Tuttle? Hey, man, glad you can join me. So my order at Subway, what I get all the time, I go with the meatball sub, foot long. I can't eat one all at one time. So I say, because when I was at the BRN, I would get one at lunch because I would work long days. And then I would eat it and save it for later. But I would get a meatball sub, provolone cheese, and I would get the banana peppers and olives. I know that that sounds weird, but I would get meatball sub, foot long, half when I took my first break, the other half second break, meatball sub, provolone cheese, olives, and banana peppers. That was my order at Subway. Now, since I've been eating a little bit more healthier, Joe, do you ever go with the protein bowls that they have? It's just basically a sub without the bread and a bowl. They all do that. I do eat carbs on the weekends and stuff. But man, oh man. Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop says, LOL, his name is almost as long as mine. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Fish on J writes, dude, Subway did a sandwich called The Feast. It had all the sandwich meats on there. Not sure if they still are doing that. I'm glad that you bring that up. The public sub gets a lot of disrespect. I'm not talking about Floridians, but from all over the country that they're not Floridians. I'm telling you right now, I'll put the public sub, the pub sub, up against a lot of subs. Tom Delaney, hey, Tom Delaney says of Subway. I mean, thank you. I mean, Tom Delaney, you're always negative. But I love that you check out the Tuttle Daily Podcast. You know, think about it this way. Tom Delaney is always negative, and he is somehow able to throw in $2 every week. Maybe even a couple of times a week, depending on how negative of a mood he's in. But if you guys want to, like, donate to the cause, you can easily do that. You can super chat on one format, or you can cheer bits on another. I got to be careful. I've been thinking about how I can promote each one. So you can cheer on one, super chat on another. And I don't care how much it is. If you want to super chat or cheer, the bare minimum, I will take it. Because I got paid this week. Thanks to the supporters of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. You know, one guy that stands out from the top of my head is David Rivera. Hardcore Marine, Hoorah, Semper Fi. I think, I got to ask Vulture that. I got to ask him if it's disrespectful. I know David Rivera said it wasn't, but I just want to be respectful to the military. I don't know if that's like something that Marines say to each other. I don't want to be a poser or anything like that. Fish on J writes, nothing beats Publix chicken tender sandwich. It's the best sandwich and it's sponsored by Orlando City Lions. You know what I like? And I know it's kind of like the McRib. It's seasonal, but that Thanksgiving sub that Publix does is my favorite. They put everything that you would see on a Thanksgiving table is amazing. What up, Jay Hudson? I replied to your email, man. You know, Jay Hudson is another one that is continuously supporting the show. And I see, that's the thing about it is I can't, like, I don't know how I can even repay some of the people with all the help that they do. So thank you, Jake. But that Thanksgiving, Fish on Jay, have you eaten that Publix Thanksgiving sandwich where they put the cranberry and stuff on there? That is an amazing sandwich. Oh my God, it is so good. I absolutely love it. All right, I want to get into my first topic. And I don't know if this is something that is just Florida related. And I don't want any of you guys to think that I'm dirty or my mom's dirty or we don't clean and stuff, because we do. We clean. We clean every day, but we do a deep cleaning every Sunday. Man, Fish on Jay, like, see, I feel really, Fish on Jay, thank you so much. I'm telling you right now, next time we go fishing, everything's on me. All the bait, all the tackle, if you need weights, we need a new bait bucket or anything like that. Thank you. Fish on Jay comes in with $11. Fish on Jay's, man, Fish on Jay came to my dad's memorial. I know a lot of people don't like that type of stuff, but Fish on Jay, Jason, came and supported me, and I'll never forget that. I had a handful of friends. I had Fish on Jay, Colton, Big Dick Rich, my friend Derek, Howard showed up. So that's the type of stuff, like, I would do anything for those guys that showed up to that, because nobody wants to be uncomfortable going to a memorial service or anything like that. So Fish on Jay, I owe you one. But the fruit flies. Do you guys get any of those fruit flies? I don't know what everybody calls them, but fruit flies or gnats in their house. And we don't leave any food out. We do have a cat now, but I only leave dry food out. Whenever I give the cat wet food, I take that bowl after she's done and I clean it up. I don't like any of that stuff out. Yeah, you know what? Thank you. Because, like, I don't keep fruit or vegetables and stuff out, but Cowhead Stole Your Career says they will swarm around bananas a lot. See, I used to think that that's what it was, but I'm still having a problem with it. And I'm just afraid to have, like, any of my friends over, or my mom has friends over, and they're those fruit flies just flying around and stuff out of nowhere. It almost seems like they come out of the drain. And I know, like, they're not crawling up the drain out of the city water system or whatever. Can anybody please help me out? If you're in the chat room or you want to give me a call, I desperately need your help. Or if you want to email me, tuttle@gmail.com, or give me a call, 407-270-3044. Because, number one, they're embarrassing when you have, because people think you're dirty. Wow, I got some Canadian money. Iggy, what do you guys call, like, I mean, we have a dollar here. What do you guys, what is the equivalent of a dollar? I really feel bad. Because Iggy's sick right now, and she just, like, came in strong. Thank you, Iggy. I can't thank you enough. But thank you. Wait, is it really called the true dollar? Like, do you guys call your money the true? Wait, you call it a dollar? My producer, Vulture, says you call it the true dollar, like after Justin Trudeau. Is that what you guys do? Do you name your money after the prime minister? Well, hold on. Is Justin Trudeau the prime minister? I want to make sure that I get it right. You would think that I would know more about the country that's just north of the United States. I mean, I think it would be funny. No, well, Iggy. I mean, I look, I've known you for a while, Iggy. So, hold on. Iggy also says, we say $10 or whatever, just like you guys. Yeah, but how can you do that? Your money is not worth the same amount as ours. Oh, okay. All right. What do you say about this, Iggy? Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop says, no, they call their money loony or dollars. Why do you guys call your money loony? Seriously, I'm not trying to put you on the spot. Man, I'm so unhappy with the way my hair looks like crap. I do need to go to my barber, Amanda Bellinger, to get my hair cut. Now, I will say this. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me get to his comment first. It comes from a British thing because Canada is still a Commonwealth nation. Is that true? Like, you guys don't have to listen to the United Kingdom at all. I don't think you do. I really don't. Yo, 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 Tuttle, you absolute madman. Thank you, Roots Calhoun. How are you, my friend? Well, I mean, we have a $1 coin, which is called a loonie. Well, guess what? We got the Sacagawea coin. We have that. You know what? My hair is getting to a point where I'm about to just start wearing it down. That's what I'm going to do. But we have the Sacagawea coin. And, you know, Great Britain, the United Kingdom, they got the heaviest coins in the world. They love to throw them at football players, footballers on the pitch and stuff. You know, it's hard to trust a nation that has really heavy coins. Because they can easily be used as weapons. And I'm getting way off base. And I don't even think anybody's really, really interested in hearing about my fruit fly problem and stuff. They really don't. Roots Calhoun, doing good, man. Waiting to jump on the Legion of Dude tonight. We're getting hammered. Hey, Roots. Can you tell the Legion of Dude? I'm doing a little bit of research. Because there is a guy that he does a midnight movie review that I used to have on. And he's been avoiding me like the plague. I got to stop worrying about my hair. I do need to get a cut. It's in that very awkward phase. And I really could use the help of the Legion of Dude in raiding his chat room. He does it on YouTube. So I've already told Dr. Till about it, and I'll get with him here later, because if this guy is doing a midnight movie review, I would absolutely love to raid his room tonight. Matter of fact, I would stay up late if I could do that. One of the first stories, Tuttle Mark coming in, cheered 100. Really appreciate that. I know that I don't like getting all political, but I think this is a very, very important story. I don't know how many of you guys have been following this Reedy Creek special, like, city area, but Disney came out against the so-called Don't Say Gay bill. It's a very poorly named bill. Because it's not just about not saying gay and stuff like that. It's more about at a certain age, you can't talk about sex and stuff like that or sexuality. I understand why some people might be against it, but Disney came out about it. And our governor, Ron DeSantis, because he had an axe to grind. Now, look, Fish on Jay, which it is called, it is, don't say gay bill, but it's not all about not saying gay. It's, thank you, Fish on Jay, it's more called the Parental Rights Act bill. And I don't support any political party at all. I really don't. But this whole axe he had to grind with Walt Disney World or Disney is going to cost a lot of money to the taxpayers of Orange County and Osceola County. Nobody is bringing up that the Reedy Creek thing. They got $1 billion in bonds that they owe. Guess what's going to happen now if they got to pay that money up? It's all going to be on the taxpayers of Orange County and Osceola County. Have you guys ever wondered why Disney, if you've been out to Disney, why it looks so manicured? Why there are no potholes? Why everything looks perfect? Is because they handle it themselves. And when this stuff gets taken away, this is all going to be put on the taxpayers of the two counties that I just mentioned.
With the Florida legislature giving its full approval, there have been a lot of strong reactions from local leaders and lawmakers. And now we're hearing from one expert who's followed Disney World since its inception. He tells us what all this could mean for the company and Central Florida.
I think this was an effort to punish the Walt Disney Company. It may not have that effect, though.
Rick Vogelsong is a retired political science professor.
And I got to tell you, you know how people just love their fans and stuff? There are a lot of people that are just such big fans of Disney in general that it's almost obsessive compulsive almost. And I get it. Like, I you know what? I used to go to the theme parks all the time. I haven't been to the theme park since I got fired from Clear Channel back in 2010. I have not stepped foot on a theme park property since then because I've been in Tampa. But I also know how important those companies are. Yeah, I mean, you're right. It does border there, but I'm talking about the taxpayers that are going to have to flip the bill because Reedy Creek, the property is only on Orange and Osceola. But Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop says it's going to be worse than that because Disney borders on five counties. That is true. Why would you want to fuck with Disney? I know that a lot of people think they might be too big. They might have a big head and stuff, but guess what? They're one of the biggest employers in Florida. So why would you want to do that? Do you want to realize why we don't pay taxes here in the state of Florida? It's because of the theme parks. Because people come here and we tax everybody that comes in here, hotel tax. We tax them on the tolls and all that stuff. And so DeSantis is, you know, he got mad and he had an axe to grind with Walt Disney. And now the taxpayers are going to have to flip the bill.
Professor and author of Married to the Mouse. He says the recently passed bill stripping Walt Disney World of its self-governing powers was rushed through the legislature and could leave local residents to bear the consequences.
The cost of taking away these powers will likely fall on Orange County taxpayers.
That's a concern from Mayor Jerry Demings, who said that...
And I'm not the biggest fan of Jerry Demings and his wife, Val Demings. I mean, they have just become, like, lifetime politicians now. They you know, even though technically being a police chief or sheriff is not a political like thing, but it is an elected position. And now they've stepped up. They've gone one step higher. So I'm not the biggest fan of politicians as well. So I'm not their biggest fans either.
Dissolving of Reedy Creek means Orange and Osceola counties will likely shoulder the burden of providing public safety and other services.
That would be catastrophic for our budget here within.
All right. I got to read this because Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop. And I got to emphasize that I'm not liberal. I'm not conservative. I'm not either or. The whole system is rigged. But Spice Boys Gold Mike Doorstop writes, what people don't seem to realize is that DeSantis only cares about his personal political gain. He's only doing this because he wants to win in 2024. Election and look like the good guy when he's really the bad guy and he doesn't give a shit about anybody but himself. I mean, that's all politicians, but yeah, that's what it seems like. Just look how twisted the electoral map for Florida he took away. Two African-American demographics because he's racist. I mean, Fish on Jay, I mean, you said it. Jerry and Val Dimon suck at leaders in Orlando. Gangs and other scum don't take them seriously. That's what Fish on Jay said. Yeah, Tommy Largo, I got that problem fixed. Tommy Largo writes, hope you have more luck with your system today. Shut down early last time due to technical difficulties. Think I got it all worked out. I hope.
Orange County.
And there are fears it could lead to a jump in property taxes. But GOP lawmakers have indicated they're open to working on a new deal.
I'm thinking that.
Okay. Let's be honest. They say that they're open to working deals. You want to know why? Because Disney has a lot of lobbyists. And you know, Disney's got a lot of money. And what do politicians need? They need money to get reelected. Or for their own personal pockets. It happens. Both sides. Democrats. Republicans. Independent. It all happens. You know Disney's going to throw some money around. Because Disney's going to look like crap. It's going to look like crap. Because all the taxpayers are going to be paying for the lawn service. The manicuring. And all that stuff. The roads. Disney roads are going to have potholes. It's going to be bad. What up, Jamie O? Hope you're doing well.
In the next year, there'll be some changes made in this legislation.
Vogelsongs.
Because Disney's going to be like, putting some money in the pockets of these politicians.
Saying this might come down to the state taking away some, but not all of Disney's powers, and that voters could play a big part in the outcome.
The consequences of this withdrawal of the powers of Disney could be so consequential that I'm inclined to think that at the end of the day, cooler heads will prevail.
Of course, the next steps in this all hinge on the governor's signature, which is expected to happen. Governor DeSantis has until May 6th to sign the bill into law. For now, reporting in Orange County.
By the way, I think he's already signed it. He signed it. He didn't even wait.
Mark Lehman getting results. New 6.
All right. So there's that. I just wanted to get into that. I do have some more interesting stories. You know, while Fish on Jay's here, Fish on Jay, we catch these fish all the time. And a lot of people think, oh, puffer fish are cute. Puffer fish are, like, awesome. Well, this guy caught a puffer fish. A lot of people don't realize this. Puffer fish have one of the strongest jaws out of any fish. You don't think, oh, they don't have teeth. They're not going to hurt me. Do you realize what puffer fish eat? They eat crustaceans. They eat clams, oysters. They eat crabs. Anything with a hard shell. Pufferfish has one of the hardest jaws and strongest bites out of any fish that you're going to catch in Florida. But this guy thought it would be a great idea to put his finger in a pufferfish's mouth. You know what? That'll learn you. Oh, yeah. They are very poisonous as well, too, if you eat them. But they got very, very strong jaws.
Oh, no.
And you know what? He probably broke the bones in the tip of his finger. And I don't feel bad for this guy at all. Why? Look, I don't put my fingers in any fish that I catch out of the ocean. Now, freshwater fish is a different thing. Like, you can lip a bass, you can lip a crappie or a speckled perch. Any of those fish, you can. Well, Iggy says, fish on Jay, what is the best fish to you think there is to eat? That's a toss-up. I know a lot of people are going to think I'm crazy when I say this. Whiting is one of the best fish. Trout is a great one. But the one that I eat the most that you cannot mess up on is mangrove snapper. Mangrove snapper, I've eaten them. They're like the bass of saltwater. Fish on Jay, he says, they can bite through fishing wire. That's how strong their jaws are. So just a rule of thumb, if you're catching a fish out of the ocean and it has salt, just don't put your finger in their mouth. It's a bad idea. A trout, sharp teeth on the front, redfish, you can lip them, but you got to be careful because they got really, really sharp gill plates. They got crushers down there, so they will cut you up as well, too. So don't stick your mouth in any saltwater fish. It's just going to end up bad for you. That guy said shit and fuck. That you got to know how much. Yeah, Fish on Jay, snook is the best. But we talked about this yesterday, Fish on Jay. You can rarely keep a snook. I mean, walleye, but walleye is freshwater. I've never had walleye before. You know, white trash like me, we eat tilapia because it's just cheap. But this dumbass, he deserved every bit of that, of what he got. Seriously. I thought this is a very, very Florida story. I mean, if you heard this story, my hair is looking bad. If you heard this story right off the bat, and I'm going to read the title. Before I play it, I want to see if how many people can guess. Well, you already know that because, anyways, sheriff arrests daughter over methamphetamine. Where, if you had to guess, where did a sheriff have to arrest his daughter during a meth bust? Tuttle Mark comes in, cheering 100. Thank you, my friend. Yeah, snook is good, but you're not getting snook up in Canada. Well, I mean, you could. Anyways, I think I might be on a delay, but I want to play this story because this is very, very Florida.
Well, meth's been a big problem for the Franklin County area, and Sheriff A.J. Smith's been working to clean it up.
However, on Monday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office made a large drug...
By the way, where is Franklin County? As far as I know, this is Florida.
Bust. Two women were arrested on meth charges, including the sheriff's daughter. News Channel 7's Tony Reese sat down with the sheriff today and has the details.
As a result of a more long-term investigation...
Franklin County, where is it? Where's Franklin County? Oh, that's up in the, Panhandle, Redneck Riviera. No, it's not Tennessee. But I gotta give this guy credit. Is this such a small area that he just had to arrest his daughter? Or was he just fed up with it? I'm going to start off from the beginning.
Well, meth's been a big problem for the Franklin County area, and Sheriff A.J. Smith's been working to clean it up.
However, on Monday night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office made a large drug bust. Two women were arrested on meth charges, including the sheriff's daughter. News Channel 7's Tony Reese sat down with the sheriff today and has the details.
Have you noticed? Look at this woman's face. How much Botox does she have in her face? Because her face is not even moving. It's almost like she's a ventriloquist or whatever. Look at
this. The sheriff's daughter. News Channel 7.
Her lips are moving, but her face is not.
Tony Reese sat down with the sheriff today and has the details.
As a result of a more long-term investigation, we arrested a couple of ladies, and one of them happened to be my daughter for trafficking in methamphetamine.
Franklin County Sheriff A.J. Smith was shocked when he heard his deputies arrested his daughter, 38-year-old Kristen Kemp.
Oh, man, your daughter? Man, meth is a hell of a drug. Did they say how old she is? Because, man, oh, man. She looks like she drank from the wrong grail in that Indiana Jones movie. Because, man, she looks
ladies,
rough.
One of them happened to be my daughter for trafficking in methamphetamine.
Franklin County Sheriff A.J. Smith was shocked when he heard his deputies arrested his daughter, 38-year-old Kristen Kemp.
All right, so she still looks rough for 38.
Along with 25-year-old Bailey Adair Lee.
Shock and, the worst thing that you could ever think is to lose a loved one or to have to arrest a loved one.
Well, I mean, how many people are having to arrest their own loved one? I mean, did you let her off because you really had no choice? There were so many people that you just could not cover this up. Or would you have done it if you would have just caught her on your own? These are all questions. I'm not like bad mouthing this sheriff at all, but these are all questions that I think everybody is curious about.
And you know, especially someone as close as your daughter. So, yeah, it's...
Can't be that close. How can you be that close with her if she's on meth? Well, I mean, maybe you've talked to her. Maybe you didn't want to, you know, put her on blast and stuff. But you warned her. You said, hey, if you get arrested by one of my sheriffs, you're going down for it.
It's pretty hard.
They were arrested for trafficking meth and other drug-related charges on Monday. Smith says with meth, not only does it kill those who may use it, it also destroys families.
I can personally tell.
I mean, it keeps you up. Makes you kind of productive when you're not, like, procrastinating. I need to talk about Mr. Twiggs. I need to talk to him about that. Can you be productive and not procrastinate when you're on methamphetamines?
Justify that it is devastating to when one person's involved in it, it affects the entire family.
The sheriff says each meth arrest stands out to him, especially when it hits close to home.
We arrest people on a weekly basis for meth, and you know most of them I know their families or I know them, and it's
Wait, so did you or did you not know that your daughter was dealing in meth? You know how they always say, if you're a dealer, you should not dip into your own supply. That whole saying does not go with methamphetamine. Because I've known a lot of people that deal meth, and they got high on their own supply.
Magic, and every time you see a life that's disrupted by meth, it's heartbreaking. But then when it's your own family, it's even more so.
But the silver lining for the sheriff, he hopes to save others from becoming addicts.
I mean, if I can keep one person from becoming addicted, then that's what I want to do. I mean, we started rehab programs here. We partnered with Northwest Florida.
I don't know. Northwest Florida. Yeah, so it is up in the panhandle.
To build
up. Maybe he's tried. I feel bad for this guy. I really do feel bad for this guy. But I got to give him credit. Nobody can ever accuse this guy of favoritism. He arrested his own goddamn daughter.
Rehab facility here.
Sheriff Smith is very adamant about ridding the county of the current meth issue they're facing. However, he says it should not just be a sheriff's office concern.
Methamphetamine and drug abuse is not solely a sheriff problem. It's a community problem, and everybody needs to work together.
The sheriff encourages people to continue calling in tips if they think they know of someone involved with meth. In Franklin County, Tony Reese, News Channel 7.
I do feel bad for the guy. I mean, it's got to be horrible to arrest your own child, or hell, even any family member, but it's got to be even worse to arrest one of your children. A lot of Florida stories. You know, a lot of people don't realize this. I got to get some water. Stand by. A lot of people do not realize this. Florida and the, lower 48 and the mainland. I'm not talking about Alaska or Hawaii. But Florida is the only subtropical/tropical state in the lower 48. So there's a lot of species of animals that can survive here. You know, down in the Everglades, we deal with pythons. Down in Miami, South Florida area, they have the iguanas. There's been a lot of monitor lizards. Hell, even up here in Central Florida, I remember when I was on the Monsters at Real Radio, that Russ sent us out to try to catch a monitor lizard that was out on the loose. Now they got this tegu lizard, because every once in a while I'll stumble upon these live feeding videos, and a lot of people have these lizards and stuff, and a lot of people are like, how do they get out? Well, number one, it's because a lot of people get these pets and they can't handle it and they're going to move, so they just let them go. But this all started back 1992 during Hurricane Andrew. Hurricane Andrew ripped through a lot of places, a lot of people that had these pets that they couldn't take care of. They left them at home. The hurricane absolutely destroyed the house that they were staying in. A lot of the pythons, that Hurricane Andrew had a lot to do with a lot of these exotic pets getting out. You know, that it's absolutely destroying the ecosystem down in the Everglades. But now this tegu lizards, they're being found as high as North Florida. Hell, they've even seen some of them in Georgia.
The invasive tegu lizard has been spotted now in the Treasure Coast and could be migrating north from there.
And what really pisses me off about this, they're eating the gopher tortoises, the turtles. A tortoise is like a turtle. They can't swim. That's the other thing that pisses me off. A lot of people, you know that it is absolutely illegal to even touch a gopher tortoise. And a lot of people think, oh, I see a turtle, I'm going to take it back to the water. If you see a gopher tortoise, and they're going to show it in this news story, if you see them, don't put them in water. Because if you throw them in water, you're just killing them. Because they can't swim.
State officials are trying to stop it in its tracks. WPTV News Channel 5's Josh Navarro tells us tonight more about it.
Just west of the turnpike in Fort Pierce,
they're starting to gain a foothold.
The population of an invasive lizard species is growing. Daniel Quinn is a non-native biologist with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Argentine black and white tegus are a non-native and...
Black and white tegus. So many jokes I can make, but I'm not.
Invasive lizard species that can have a negative impact on our native wildlife populations.
Quinn says they don't have a population estimate, but says FWC has removed 118 tegus in St. Lucie County.
I mean, what about all the ones you have not caught? I'm sure there's really nothing that's eating these little bastards. They're not. Fish on Jay. The state of Florida wants you to dispose of any invasive species that belong to the state. I think that they even pay you to get rid of those lionfish. You know, the lionfish is an invasive species here. We got so many invasive species of fish here in the state of Florida. And the lionfish, I actually think that they do pay you. And the lionfish is just as poisonous as the pufferfish that Iggy T brought up. The lionfish is supposed to be another delicacy that people eat all the time, but that's one you don't want to get barbed by, because if a lionfish sticks you, they say it's one of the worst pains in the world.
More than 12,000 tegus have been removed from the Sunshine State.
Okay, so there's 12,000. There's probably another 12,000 that you haven't even caught. And that's since 2016. We have no clue how many of these little bastards are running around. Hell, I think they also like you to kill iguanas down there, too. I don't understand why during the cold times of the year, it does not get freezing in South Florida. But if it gets around a certain temperature, the iguanas, they fall out of trees. Like, you could be walking anywhere in Miami underneath a tree when it's cold during the wintertime, and you might have an iguana fall on your head.
Since it's first sighted in 2016, Quinn says it can grow up to 4 feet long.
Oh, man. Guys. Look.
As it can grow up.
You know how many ladies you could impress if you had a tongue like this? Seriously. Forked tongue and long like, I mean, even Gene Simmons would be jealous of this type of tongue. Now, Fish on Jay brings up a great, you can actually eat iguanas. If I was homeless and I lived in South Florida, you bet your ass I would be eating them. And I know everybody says things taste like chicken, but I would think that an iguana would taste like chicken. Fish on Jay also writes, the lionfish and snakehead ate two fish that they want dead. Yeah, so what I'm trying to say is, what's going on here in the state of Florida? And if I'm being honest, it's not Floridians that are doing this. Iggy T, don't give me the throw up emoji. Iggy T says, my husband ate a rattlesnake. I have too. I've eaten a rattlesnake as well too, and it's delicious. What up, Selma? What time are you guys getting started tonight? What time is Dr. Till and the Legion of Dude getting started? Because I might want to check in with you later, because I got somebody I want you to mess with. Legion of Dude, check them out. Just search them on YouTube. Yeah, they're going to start at 8. I don't know why you guys got to butt in. Like, what if I want to go long and stuff? But man, this tegu's got an impressive tongue.
To 4 feet long and weigh 10 pounds or more. It is native to South America and could mostly be here due to the exotic pet trade.
They are now listed as a prohibited species in Florida, which means that you can no longer procure them for personal...
You make all the laws you want. Assholes are still going to bring them in here.
Possession or for commercial use. We think that the ones that have started...
Oh, Twisted Movies. Hey, buddy, how are you? Twisted Movie says, hey, Tuds, just dropping in to say hi. Thank you for joining us. Really appreciate it.
To gain a foothold here in the state are due to either purposeful releases or accidental escapes.
FWC says this tegu is a threat to the local native ecosystem and to endangered species.
They've been documented consuming baby goats.
Look at the jaws. Look at this. Yeah, they do taste great. Look at the jaws. It's almost like a lizard and a chipmunk had sex with each other. But they're eating tortoises. You guys realize, I mean, if they wipe out the tortoises, do you realize that it would be like a domino effect? Do you realize that a lot of rattlesnakes, the only reason why rattlesnakes are able to survive during the wintertime is because they crawl up and they buddy up in the holes that these gopher tortoises dig in the ground. And without the rattlesnakes, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get a lot of rodents. And the rodents are going to destroy any of the crops we have here. They don't realize how fragile most ecosystems are.
They've been documented consuming baby gopher tortoises. And gopher tortoises
are— by the way, this is what a gopher tortoise looks like. If they got rounded feet that they crawl with, it's a tortoise. They can't swim. Do not throw them. I repeat, do not throw them in water.
Are a threatened species in the state. And so they're having an impact on a species that's already been greatly impacted and that a lot of conservation efforts are underway for.
Quinn says tegus are cold tolerant and could possibly survive living in other parts of Florida. He says there's already a population documented by the Georgia Department.
Okay, so are they evolving to cold weather and stuff now? Also, side note, while I'm remembering about it, everybody's tried frog, Iggy. Did you see that the oldest living land animal right now just turned, I think, 190 something years old? It's one of those Galapagos turtles. I think about 190 years old. That is crazy. An animal that breathes air, that has a reproductive system, that has lungs and all that good stuff, is living to be 196 years old. That is crazy. I know a lot of, I would love to be able to find out what is in that tortoise's mind or brain, if it could talk. I mean, at 196 years old, you got to have some aches and pains. Or is that tortoise just walking around like when the Galapagos turtle feeder comes to feed him? Is he like, just kill me, please. Just kill me. I'm 196 years old. How long does some animal or just any animal have to live? This tortoise, or I know Galapagos turtles, it might be tortoise. They do look like gopher tortoise. What if he's just in a lot of pain? He's like 196 year old. He's got arthritis, bad hip, bad legs. He's just like, in my life, I've lived long enough. What the hell is going on here?
Of natural resources.
The FWC put these door hangers.
Officials are trying to
these door hangers on people's homes.
Man, what kind of like half-ass news station are? Well, I can't complain. I have technical issues, but man, your mic is way overmodulated.
Letting them know if they do see a tegu to take a picture, note the location.
No, I say kill it. Rip out a rusty machete and just chop it in half.
Location and to give their exotic species hotline a call. That number is 1-888-483-4681.
All right. Sorry. I know a lot of people probably don't want to hear about the environment. A lot of people don't care about the environment. I've noticed as I've gotten older and stuff, I have. You know, Tony Manolfi on WESH. He's doing this thing about the Indian River, Mosquito Lagoon, Halifax, that whole area. It's one of the most unique ecosystems in the whole world. Florida's got a lot of that. I also read today that Florida has like 700 springs in the state of Florida alone. It's the largest grouping of springs in the whole entire world. And I think a lot of people that live here just take the natural resource that we have here in the state of Florida for granted. I always love a good story of a guy getting tased by the cops. And this guy deserved it. I don't know if it's like this every other state in the United States, but if there is law enforcement, hell, here in the state of Florida, if there is an emergency vehicle or a tow truck, you got to get over. You have to get over. And if you can't get over, you got to slow down. Bishon J, he is a CDL driver. He can tell me the rules better than this. And I don't think this was in Florida, but this guy, if anybody has deserved the tasing, this guy deserved it.
What are you doing? Pull over. Stop.
Who else were you?
By the way, people that drive, I don't want to piss off anybody that's watching the show. I'll hold my comment.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to get my wife and kids.
He's trying to get his wife and kids. Okay. Is she dying? Is your kid dying? Whatever. Just watch this.
Okay, and you think that trying to kill somebody is the way to do that? Give me your driver's license. Give me your driver's license. I'm asking for your driver's license.
He told the cop to calm down. All right, so cop there, cop there. Like I said, you got to get at least a lane over. And this guy just hauled ass on a cop.
Hi, ass.
Now, I don't know if the cops would have went after him, but he pulled a U-turn, and I have still not been able to figure out why he pulled a U-turn.
He said he's going to the zoo.
He said he was going to the zoo. Yeah, that's not a good enough excuse. All right, look at him here. Oh, the whistle. I've never understood this, why cops walk out in the middle of the road. I have seen cops doing speed control, running radar, and they will walk right out in the middle of the road. I think that is such a bad idea. And this guy is blowing a whistle like that's going to make anybody stop quicker.
Hey, watch out. Don't let him kill somebody. Hold on, guys. Hold on. Hey, man, get out of here. Go ahead.
Why did this guy turn around? This guy's got to be mentally unstable some way.
Here, hold. Stop this guy.
Thank God, man, I love all the body cameras now. Everybody's got cameras. So the guy, same Jeep. And he does it again. He does it again. He does it again. What the fuck?
125. We just had somebody about hit us multiple times out here. Start me another car.
Oh, man. Look, I love a good tasering. I've been hit by the flying fish hooks, and this guy does get the flying fish hooks. You guys don't have power locks on your cruisers? A guy wasted a lot of time trying to get the key in the hole. Here we go. Bam.
Get on the ground.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it. I love how stiff people get. They listen as soon as they get hit with that taser. Watch this.
Get on the ground.
I'm always worried about people hitting their head on the concrete, but you know what? This guy's an asshole. He deserved it.
Okay. Turn around. Get on your stomach now. Okay, yeah,
Well, you gotta wait. A lot of people don't know this about these tasers. They do have a cycle. Like when you get hit by the flying hooks and they sink into you, you gotta write it out. I think it's like 6 or 8 seconds and you can't do anything. Like this guy went stiff as a board.
Stop it!
Like a movie, I swear.
Do not move.
He's listening now, isn't he?
Get on the ground. Do not move.
All right, so I know this is more of a visual thing and I know the people from the audio podcast. One last story. It's a quick one. I don't even know if I have it. Oh, yeah. I've always noticed this. A lot of, and this is not a dig on law enforcement at all, but in Texas, I guess they had a review board that was talking about the all the out of shape law enforcement officers. I think this is more particularly the highway patrol. But we've all been there. We've all been there when we've looked at a cop and we're like, all right, he's a fat ass. He's out of shape. If I ran right now, there's no way this guy could catch me. Well, I guess it is a problem over in Texas.
All new tonight, there's no polite way to say this, but Texas believes too many state troopers are too big to serve. Hundreds of them are now being ordered to lose weight by December or face discipline.
Now, how many, is this just male cops? Because I don't think you could tell a female highway patrolman or woman that she has to lose weight. Because you know that they would, like, make a big deal out of that. But also, I mean, equal rights, right? I'm a fish on Jay. I'm right there with you. But I got to tell you, Sheriff Mike Chitwood has really, really gotten Volusia County sheriffs. I mean, some of the most polite that I've ever seen. I did have a run-in with Orange County on Wednesday coming back, and I was completely deserved to get pulled over because I was on my phone. I was a distracted driver, but man, oh man, was he rude as hell. I did not argue. I already had my windows rolled down. I had my license out. I was saying, yes, sir, no, sir. I even said, when he walked up, I was like, look, I'm pretty sure I know why you're pulling me over, and I don't have any excuses. And you know what? He was like, why? Why'd you do that? I'm like, because I was being like, why did you? Because I told him, I was like, I was being impatient. I was being lazy. Why? Why'd you do that? He asked me that like five times. I'm being cooperative. I'm not arguing with you. I'm telling you why I was doing. There's no good excuse for why I did what I did and why you pulled me over. I don't need you to ask me five times. And then when he came back, gave me a warning, and I said, sorry, officer, I'll do better. I won't do it again. And this guy, you know what he told me? Don't promise me anything. Don't make a promise you can't keep. And then he said, If you get caught again, it's going to be a big ticket. Now, old me probably would have fired back something, but you just cannot win. The best thing you can do is just eat it. Be a bitch. Because if I would have argued with him, it could have been really, really bad for me. And here, you know what? I'll be honest. This guy was pulling a power trip, also being very, very intense at the time. And he had a lot of tattoos. I'm not for sure, but I'm pretty sure some of them were military tattoos. And this guy thought he was in combat. And I'm not speaking bad about military people either. I'm just trying to tell you what I thought. I didn't talk about this the other day, but the guy was a complete asshole. And I did not argue. I told him, I said, hey, sorry, I was in the wrong. And why'd you do that? I said, because I was being lazy. I was being impatient. Should have waited until I could pull over to do what I did. And that's the type of cop or law enforcement officers that give people a bad name, in my opinion. Ron Bartosz says, hello, Tuttle. How you doing, man? Hopefully you had a good week. Hope you have an even better weekend. I mean, Twisted Movies writes, some cops are just in it for the thrills of it. Look, I respect law enforcement. I do. I'm not going to ever be one of those people that hates all law enforcement officers. No. It's a stressful job. They want to get home to their family and stuff. But man, oh man, that just rubbed me the wrong way. And I know a lot of people, oh, Tuttle's a cop hater. He hates military. No, I'm just saying. It was just a bad situation, and there was nothing I could do about it. I just had to bend over and take it. And I was even in the wrong. I was not arguing that.
All new tonight, there's no polite way to say this, but Texas believes too many state troopers are too big to serve. Hundreds of them are now being ordered to lose weight by December or face discipline. That's according to documents first obtained by the Dallas Morning News. Men are supposed to have waistlines below 40 inches.
Ooh, really? I mean, we're talking about America here. I'm not just talking about Texas, but a 40-inch waistline? You gotta be more reasonable.
35 inches for women, but more than 200 troopers have reportedly failed this requirement. We'll be right back after this brief break.
And I know people are gonna, like, try to label me as a cop hater. I'm not. Twisted Movies writes, most cops can be great, but like all industries, there are bad eggs. But on the industries, bad eggs can't kill people. I mean, you know what? I'm going to go out on that one, Twisted Movies. That is a truth comment if I've ever seen one. I mean, the same thing could go with being doctors, right, Twisted Movies? I mean, bad eggs kill people. And I really do think that is what the issue is. So. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. I want to thank everybody. I want to let you guys know I'm grateful for everybody that watches the live stream live. I'm grateful for anybody that goes back and watches the live shows on demand. Don't forget, any of the shows that I do live, they are put up there. They're archived, so you guys can watch them at your convenience. And if you're listening to this on the audio podcast version, the audio podcast version is I can't be happier with it. The audio is just pristine. I got so many people downloading it. Now I just got to work on this. I got to work on building the live stream. So if any of you guys that watch on a regular basis, because I see the regular names. And I get some new ones. I'm seeing new ones all the time, so I know that it's growing. But tell your friends, family, loved ones, whatever it may be, tell them about the Tuttle Daily Podcast. It's available on all of the live streaming platforms, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. It's not hard to find. Just tell them to search Tuttle. Tuttle with two Ds, T-U-D-D-L-E. As well as the audio podcast. It's available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, iTunes Podcast, 315live.com, TuneIn Radio app. Listen, the audio podcast is everywhere. If you can't find the Tuttle Daily Podcast audio version, then I can't help you. So I'm going to get out of here, guys. I may pop in and do a live show this weekend. So make sure you hit that notification buttons, hit that bell button, whatever it may be on whatever platform you're watching, so you get alerted if I do decide to do a show this weekend. I'm going to get out of here, guys. Hope you guys had a great week. Hope you guys stay safe, and I'll talk to you on Monday.